USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to push back, saying the 2020 election was rigged against him as his legal team continues to fight against election fraud. During an event at the White House Monday, he said the election was not only unfair to him, but to the American people.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The president also called the election a disgrace to our country. It took barely a second. She rolled up her sleeve, and Britain's Margaret Keenan became on Tuesday the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine shot outside of clinical trials, as the first mass immunization campaign in the United Kingdom begins. A rare Tuesday night football game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys will be in Baltimore and play the Ravens, 8.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In October 1947, at Murat Desert Test Center in California, history is made by this aircraft, the XF-1, and its pilot, Captain Charles D. Yeager. This airplane and this pilot are about to be the first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound in level flight.
He was 97 years old when he died Monday in a Los Angeles hospital. Air Force officer, flying ace, and test pilot Chuck Yeager has passed on. Chuck's professional career is depicted in the movie The Right Stuff. Congress doesn't want to miss a paycheck. A stopgap funding measure that will avert a government shutdown and provide lawmakers more time to operate. Negotiations over the $1.4 trillion catch-all spending package are playing out alongside bipartisan efforts to pass a stimulus to failing Americans. Congressional leaders hope to attach the stimulus bill to the must-pass spending bill. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss at the hands of the Washington football team, 23-17 Monday night. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, and they made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, a failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Buffalo Bills beat up on the 49ers 34-24. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
We got four more games that we can account for that we're in charge of, and we got to win all of them. I felt going into this game that these, and I felt starting with the Rams, and I felt like this game was a playoff game for us. And then when you lose it, you just leave stuff up to other people. And I know with our team right now, the only thing that we can count on and control is making sure we win the rest of these. And that starts versus Washington next week. We got a short week. I just want the guys to get back to this hotel. Don't plan on seeing any of them tomorrow. Coaches are going to get together and we're going to get ready for Washington, have the guys rehab. You know, they still left a lot out there tonight, you know, physically and everything. So hopefully spend tomorrow right, and when they see us on Wednesday, we're coming ready to go versus Washington. I mean, it starts with the first game, but we know we got to win all of these, so we got to focus on Washington and get that done, and then look to the next week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.